Last autumn, I made a journey to a place where the seasons are vividly apparent. As I walked through the forest, enjoying the fresh air, and pondering how everything changes, each step I took crunched under my feet. Nature transitioning from vibrant green to warmer, more melancholic hues. In my hands, I held the last of summer, orange, red, and yellow leaves. Nature's masterpieces. I gathered them to paint them and appreciate their transient beauty. Each leaf I drew in my notebook was a moment of reflection, my way of preserving autumn's ephemeral beauty. The day will fade, that moment of creativity and celebration of the present is something I'll always have.
Sometimes we must pause, retreat into life's simple activities before the world dims our spark. It's not just a choice, but a necessity.
I also made an altar, honoring a Mexican tradition, creating a collage of memories and hopes. This altar is more than a tribute. It's a bridge between the seasons of life and the eternal cycle of nature. The marigolds, symbols of life and death, remind us of the value of each moment spent with others. The orange of the marigold flowers shone brightly, illuminating a space dedicated to the memories of our loved ones, connecting the present with their memories in a very meaningful moment of personal reflection. The forest surrounding me was a canvas of change. The trees, once green, now bore reddish and golden hues.
There's a grace in disappearing sometimes, stepping away from the constant buzz of screens and demands. Work is vital, but so are our boundaries. Burnout isn't just a word, it's a reality. Of being drained physically and emotionally. It's when daily tasks feel like mountains and joy seems distant. It manifests not just in a weary mind, but in tired eyes and restless nights. In the quiet corners of the world, I found respite. Through the strokes of a paintbrush, the turning pages of a book, in the silent meditation and the thoughtful lines of a journal, I discovered antidotes to burnout. Contemplating nature, I learned to appreciate its creations, the intricate patterns of leaves, the symphony of a forest,
the sound of the waterfall and the calm of the pond reminded me that life is like a river, ceaselessly flowing into the vast sea of time. I marveled at how the forests are alive with transformation, each tree a reminder of the world's constant movement.
Anywhere can be your sanctuary, a city park, a riverside path, but a forest with its whispers and rustles, its quiet strength, is ideal. There, by a babbling river and under a canopy of trees, I found clarity. The simplicity of nature was the therapy I needed. But the journey doesn't end with one trip. It's ongoing, resisting the pullback into old habits, the lure of the digital world. It's about taking breaks, whether a day or a month, to rekindle creativity, to just be. Like autumn, nature teaches us about renewal, about letting go and embracing new beginnings. Beside a waterfall, I pondered the cycle of life, its constant flow, a symbol of change and resilience. In its roar, I found wisdom echoing secular Buddhist thoughts. The idea of impermanence, the transient beauty of existence, the interconnectedness of all beings.
By the pond, time seemed to stand still, but everything around us moves, changes, evolves. I realized that when sitting on a bench near the pond, whether reading or painting, I felt happy. These simple activities keeping me connected to the present and in a state of flow proved to be far more valuable than those distracting me from living in the moment.
Life, like the water, is in perpetual motion, each moment a chance to begin anew. Don't wait for the day when waking up feels like a chore, when life's simple joys seem out of reach. Life is about nurturing the soul, embracing the journey, understanding our path. In a world that often rushes us, I chose to embrace slow living. I used this trip to step back and take a breath.
During this autumn, in addition to my artistic endeavors and walks in nature, I baked a pumpkin pie, which turned out better than expected. I also prepared pumpkin spice lattes, a comforting beverage for those autumn evenings. This autumn, I also had the fortune of visiting our relative's bookstore and borrowing wonderful books.
The bookstore was a refuge of wisdom and beauty, housing a vast collection of books from various spiritual traditions, each one an inspiration. Among them were also art books, brimming with images of my favorite painters. Flipping through their pages was like strolling through a gallery, where each turn revealed a new masterpiece, a new world of colors and shapes that spoke directly to the soul. This corner was more than a bookstore. It was a sanctuary of knowledge and aesthetics, place where spirit and art interwined harmoniously.
Thank you. In the evenings, I relax in the quiet company of a good book, with a cup of tea by my side, as comforting as the light of a candle. It was a pleasure that nourished my soul. I painted the teacup in my travel notebook, thinking about how life, like my drawings, is made of moments and ephemeral creations. The warmth of the tea faded, but its essence remained, as did that warm and comforting experience I will always cherish.
In those moments, I cooked, I read, I wrote. I was there fully in every second. It's okay to take this time to refuel your spirit. This is a lesson I've learned and relearned, and now I share it with you.
In the tranquility of the forest, I had plenty of time to think. I realized how autumn, with its slow progression towards winter, shows the beauty of letting go and accepting the ephemeral nature of life. Meditating there made me see that every ending is a new beginning, and that change always brings new opportunities. I realized it's a time to enjoy the here and now, to find happiness in the simplest things, and to value the time I spend alone and with the people I love. I remember as the daylight faded and the colors blended with the twilight. The lessons of autumn stayed with me. I realized that life is made of brief but intense moments, each one to enjoy, remember, and then let go. Reflecting on the cycle of the seasons served as a reminder to open my heart to the beauty of the now, the wisdom of the past, and the potential of what's to come.
This spread in my sketchbook with autumn leaves painted in watercolor has become one of my favorites. They are like autumn traces, where each drawn leaf is not just a fragment of nature, but also a symbol of a special moment, a fleeting memory that fades away in the river of life. For those interested in seeing the complete process behind these drawings, I've uploaded a detailed video on my Patreon page. If you enjoy my work and wish to support my art, I invite you to join my community on Patreon. Your support means a lot to me and helps keep this passion for art and creation alive. Thank you for joining me in these reflections. We'll meet again next week with renewed hearts and open minds.